I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, every week at about this time on Thursdays, just past 2:30 or so, we welcome in Lisa Loro, Secure Money Health. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm marvelous. Thank you so very much for joining. I really do appreciate it. We'll get right to it because a lot of people get in touch, particularly this time of year, and want to ask you questions. And one of them is this. What are the various enrollment periods for Medicare? There are a ton of acronyms that I see in the emails, and frankly, I don't know anything about them. That's why you come on.
That's right. I hope each week that we do this, we're helping people understand Medicare a little bit better, you know? But those enrollment periods, there are four enrollment periods that have to do with Medicare. I know this is a short show, so I'm going to try to wrap it up quickly. But the first one is the IEP, which stands for Initial Enrollment Period. And that is the seven-month window that kind of wraps around your 65th birthday. It starts 3 months prior to your birth month. It includes your birth month and then goes 3 months after, right? That one is for folks that are turning 65, or if you're younger than 65, those folks that are on disability. The second one is called the General Enrollment Period, which is the GEP, and that is from January 1st to March 31st every single year. And it's that general enrollment period is for folks that might have forgotten or neglected to sign up for their Part A and B during their initial enrollment period when they turn 65. Then they have a special time at the beginning of each year where they can go ahead and enroll in Part A and B. However, if they neglected to do that, they might face a late enrollment penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the annual enrollment period, which is the period in which we are right now, and that is from October 15th to December 7th. That is specifically for folks to make a change with their current plan. So it could be if they have original Medicare and want to move to an Advantage plan, which is also known as Part C. Maybe they have a prescription drug plan and they need to make a change with that. They can make those changes from now until December 7th, and the changes they make become effective for January 1st. And then lastly is what's called the open enrollment period. This goes the same time frame as the general enrollment period from January 1st to March 31st. This is for folks specifically on a Medicare Advantage plan that maybe they feel like they've tried it for a month or two, January, February, and they don't really care for their plan. They want to make a switch. They can do it during that time. Most people are unaware of that open enrollment period that they have. So it's good to clarify this. It's a great question, Colin. Thank you.
Certainly, certainly. Now, you mentioned that span of time between October 15th and December 7th, which we are squarely in right now. What if you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you miss this enrollment period and you, I don't know, how we advertise for it so much and tell people so much, but what if it's December 10th and you go, oh, shoot, I forgot to do all this?
Right. Yeah. So, or maybe you're just like, you're out of town or something, you know, and you're not able to come back or whatever the case may be. If you happen to miss this time here, you do have that open enrollment period between January 1st and March 31st to make a change to your Medicare Advantage plan.
Gotcha. So that works. And I'm sure people can consult you in doing that. How do they get in touch with you, Lisa?
Yeah. So the number to our office is 724-242-6828. We would love to hear from you if you are turning 65, if you're on an Advantage plan. Now's the time to get that all squared away. Or if you need help with your prescription drug plan, we are here to help you.
All right. And you have some events coming up December 9th and December 11th. We're a little more than a month away from those. Those are happening. You can also get your book. Everything is on your website, and people can reach out, right?
Yep, that's absolutely correct. You can go to securemoneyhealth.com to check out our events. You can go to medicarebookoffer.com to get a complimentary copy of my book, The Ultimate Medicare Book.
Awesome. We will talk again next week. I appreciate it as always, Lisa.
You bet. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. You too. Good stuff from Lisa. A lot of information. Be sure to check out her website, or you can text us, 866-391-1020, with any questions that you may have.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.